The Senate Republican plan to repeal and replace Obamacare has many lawmakers, doctors, hospitals, and patients across Massachusetts in a state of alarm. The plan would cut funding Medicaid and other health insurance subsidies by more than $1 billion a year within 5 years.
Where in this bill is the protection for children?
That is Dr. Jonathan Davis, chief of newborn medicine at Tufts Medical Center, standing in front of the hospital's NICU where babies weigh as little as a pound. Davis worries because 60% of newborns are covered by Medicaid. WBUR's Martha Biebinger picks up the story.
Dr. Davis pauses in front of an incubator that holds a tiny girl, born Tuesday, weighing 2.5 pounds. Her little lungs pump several times a second.
The fact is she's in room air, so she's breathing entirely on her own, which is great.
Doctors and nurses will work round the clock to give this baby and her roommates the best possible start. But Davis worries, could Tufts provide this care free if the baby or her mom didn't qualify for Medicaid? And what would happen to these babies if they leave the NICU but don't have insurance that covers regular checkups and immunizations?
Because if those children don't go home and get great primary care, follow-up, early intervention, and support, all those gains that they could potentially have made are going to be lost.
That threat seems likely under the Senate health care bill, says Blue Cross Blue Shield Foundation President Audrey Shelto.
It is even more devastating than the House bill for low-income and vulnerable populations.
That's because as of 2025, the Senate would tie spending for each person on Medicaid to a standard inflation rate, not the rate of medical inflation, which is usually higher. On Beacon Hill, lots of lawmakers, Democrats and Republicans, are frustrated, if not angry. Jeff Sanchez, House Chair of the Joint Committee on Healthcare Financing, reviewed details of the bill during a layover on his way to a healthcare conference.
They talked about repeal and replace. This is more like search and destroy because fewer people are going to get coverage that they need and people will pay more out of pocket.
Sanchez says Massachusetts has a long-standing practice of making kids a priority and has enhanced mass health to make sure low-income kids get the care they need.
Nobody's clear right now on what's the future of that program. Everything is up in the air.
Sanchez Senate co-chair James Welch says the state won't have any good options if Massachusetts has to make up more than $1 billion a year in federal health care cuts on top of the state's current budget shortfall.
Do you raise taxes somewhere? Do you cut back on eligibilities? Do you cut back on benefits? Tough decisions are going to have to be made, but health coverage that children are currently receiving will fight tooth and nail to make sure that that continues.
Eileen McEnany, president of the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation, says the state should cut health care spending before any talk of raising taxes or moving people off Medicaid. But McEnany says MassHealth, the state's Medicaid program, is growing faster than the state can manage. 60 cents of every new tax dollar goes to MassHealth.
So we have to reduce the cost of the MassHealth program, or the state will deliver MassHealth services and few others because it will consume a lot of our resources.
For kids, there is one bright spot in the Senate health care plan that is not in the House Obamacare replacement bill. Kids with disabilities would be exempt from Medicaid cuts.
Right, Robs? Where's your port? Where's your port? Where's it?
Kayla Klein tugs at the dog on her son Robbie's T-shirt. It hides a central line port through which Robbie gets medicine every day that tells his blood to form clots.
Right there! Looking good!
Robbie, who's two, has hemophilia. When Robbie gets the mic, he knows it's time to perform.
Ba, 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 keep heavy in the room.
Very good, buddy.
They talk it?
Robbie makes his mom and dad, Joel Klein, both public school teachers, laugh a lot. But they're really worried. Hemophilia meds cost about $1 million a year. Robbie has private insurance through his parents and Medicaid as a backup plan for now. The Kleins want to make sure members of Congress understand the decisions they're making are really important.
Our futures and our livelihood, you know, is hanging in the balance.
It makes you feel very fragile. It makes you feel like you aren't empowered when your child's life is at stake. It truly is.
Senate leaders say they expect to vote on their health care bill next week. It's not clear whether it has the votes to pass. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.